Thank you for joining us on History FM Radio on liveparanormal.com and history.fm. From paranormal to the unexplained history, it all happens here. Looking to enhance your radio experience? Participate in live interactive chat 24/7 with our radio show hosts and other like-minded people on www.liveparanormal.com, the only interactive social chat room supported by full interactive media. Stop by now and join in on the fun.
John Temporelli, co-author and editor of Heaven Can You Hear Me by the late famed Fox Sighting psychic and legendary paranormal researcher Peter James.
And this is the ghost host Sophia Temporelli on myparanormal.com. And you're listening to
Rad-tastic Radio
with Amy Trimble on myparanormal.com.
Hi, this is Amy with Rad-tastic Radio. Tonight we have an awesome show. We have the co-author of Heaven Can You Hear Me, John Temporelli, and Sophia Temporelli will be on. John, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I heard Shirley coughing out there, but you got me on the line?
Yeah, I think so.
You had 2 5-6-2s.
Yes, so I added both because I figured one was you and one was either Sophia or Shirley.
Yeah, I can hear Sophia and Shirley bouncing around out there and everything. But, hey, thanks so much for having us on, Amy.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Dude, I had to tell everybody, like, I had become really great friends with the Temporellis. They are so much fun. I can't say enough about them. And over this the last trip there, I hung out with the Temporellis a lot, and I actually got to, for the first time, really got to learn a little bit about Peter James, because I didn't know anything about Peter James, and so tonight's show is really going to be talking about him, and I didn't get to read all of the book yet, but what I've read so far is awesome, and I just want to be able to hear more, and it's going to be a little bit... I haven't been on here in a while, so I know that I have, like, audio bites to put, so just tell me when you want me to click those certain ones, because I have no idea.
Oh, no, cool, thanks. Yeah, no, I didn't know if you got that message or not or anything, but yeah, Peter James,
yes.
Is just, yeah, no, thanks. I mean, I hope you enjoyed the book. I know that was like some of your flight reading and everything like that, but yeah, he was a legend in the field of the paranormal. He's what kind of paved the way for, Zach, Nick, and Aaron, your brother, and everything, and he was just somebody that, my wife and I, back dating nights 21 years ago, our show was Sightings, watching it on Fox and watching Peter at all the various locations come in, and we'd never seen anything like that before. So, it was just one of those things that's kind of come full circle for us as a family to co-author Peter's book and take his final tours, but, kind of let a new generation know about who he is, too, as well.
And that's so true because, like, I started watching these kind of shows when my brother started his show. And so I didn't know anything about anything. So it's kind of cool now learning that, like, ghost hunters and ghost adventures and all that, like, that wasn't the beginning of it. There was, like, Peter James way before all this. And, like, it's cool to, it's cool to hear the history of him. And, it's so – what an honor for you to be able to, like, co-write his book. Like, that is the coolest thing ever. And it's just, it's good for this new generation and people that have just started getting into these kind of shows. It's good that for them to hear about Peter James and they, in my opinion, they should get the book because then they can learn even more because, I don't know as far as like, if they're still showing, is there still showing like those episodes or anything anymore or not, but.
Hello.
I can mute one, but I don't know how because I don't know which one was you.
Yeah, no, I'm the 706 one. Mute the other one. They got the players on all over the house and everything, so they're the family's tuning in right now. So yeah,
okay,
no, leave mine open.
Okay.
706.
There we go. Okay. I was like,
but,
I wasn't sure.
No, sorry about
that. Like, I don't know. Oh, that's okay. But yeah, so well, tell me a little bit about like starting writing the book with him. Like how did that go about? I know because
yeah,
I
well the, actually. True. Yeah, we, you know, again, my wife Shirley and I, that was somebody that we really, you know, we were big fans of the field early on and conspiracy theories and a lot of the other things. But then, you know, there was this show called Sightings that came on Fox in, you know, back in the early 90s. And I went to the University of Laverne and I had a VCR that chewed up tapes. It didn't play them. We didn't have cable. So our Friday night was literally just watching Sightings. And it was like a paranormal news magazine show. And each week, this guy came on. That was Peter James, and he was the paranormal psychic correspondent for the show. And they would check in with him. And his cases were, you know, Heartland Ghost, Sally's House, where the dad would get the scratches on the stomach and arms and things. And then you had the ghostwriter investigation where people took, you know, Polaroids at parties, and there'd be writing on the Polaroid film as it was developed. And then, of course, the Queen Mary, Alcatraz, and then private residences like you kind of see on Dead Files now. And you really haven't seen programming like that where they would take somebody to a private residence, no internet. This is before all that. So they would fly them to, you know, a town and say, like, well, for the purposes of Heartland Ghost Sally's House to Atchison, Kansas. He only knew the town he was going to. They drive him an hour and a half by town car, bring him to a residence, and he would start from the outside in and go in and describe, you know, how people died in the residence or who they were and, you know, sights and smells and various things. Well, the Sightings archivists were in the Dusty Dewey Decimal Systems and thumbing through, you know, card stock and everything and verifying everything that Peter came up with. And so it was a very early on witnessing of how people did that at that stage, and that's who we saw every week. So, you know, the host, Tim White, on Sightings would say, well, next week we're going to, you know, check back in with Peter James as he investigates. And my wife Shirley and I, we'd look at each other and just instantly get the chills running up our spines, like, he's going to be on next week too, you know. So we only tuned
That's
in
so
for
awesome.
Him. So that was somebody that we just kind of had in our back pocket, is like somebody credible within the field that we really knew. That's what the field was about. And then the show went into other seasons. So the second season, it was followed by a new show at the time on Fox called The X-Files. So then that was our Friday night where we had Sightings, we had The X-Files, then the third season came Millennium after that. And so it was just our whole paranormal night back in the early 90s. And then, you know, years later, yeah, we wondered what happened to Peter. So for, you know, our 10-year wedding anniversary, we wanted to do something different. And then my wife looked on the Queen Mary to see about taking ghost tours or something. And Peter came back to give tours aboard the Queen Mary. And unfortunately, he had hosted two of his tours and was admitted into the VA hospital and never came out. But we got to know him quick enough that he wanted me to co-author his book, and we took his final tours. The second tour, he had my daughter Sophia call out to Jackie in the pool area. And then a lot of, you know, long story short, he asked me to co-author his book. He had Sophia portray Jackie, the first class swimming pool area talking ghost child. That was his initial submission tape to Sightings, was his communication with her, the vocalized communication that went global. And it that was the early days of viral, was the whole world just started writing Fox and Sightings, and that was before emails. And so things came in via fax and voicemails and everything to have Peter on that show, and that's ultimately how he got the role as the weekly psychic correspondent and how we got to know him. So it just a great turning point in our lives as a family.
Oh, I bet. I bet you were so excited to, like, find out that he was running the tours there, and because you just happened to, like, want to go on one of the ghost tours, and there's your idol, like, running them.
Right. Yeah, because after the whole show.
So cool.
Yeah, after the whole show went off the air, you just wondered where he was all these years, and then you only saw edited content of who Peter was on the show and conducting the investigation. So when I agreed to, you know, co-author Peter's book, he started sending me file after file of his years' works in his childhood, first development of his psychic ability, and everything, the backstory to who Peter James is, and that's what really came alive through the work.
That's so awesome. That's like that's so cool that you were able to do that, and you're an awesome writer. I mean, I haven't read a whole lot of it yet, but like as far as I've read, I'm like, you're awesome, and I'm really love reading. And I'm not, really a, I'm more of a fiction person. So the fact mm-hmm. that this like kept me reading, and I have a hard time with nonfiction books. I don't know if it's because in my brain I think, oh, I'm supposed to read this, not. You know, like when you're in school and they're like, oh, here's this book that's, like, about history, and, like, my brain would just go somewhere else. Like, it kept me hooked. And I think that people should read this because it's people need to know about him. They need, you know what I mean? He needs to, like,
right.
His name needs to live on. And because I had no idea who he was until I met you guys. And you guys started
right.
telling me about him. And then I realized, I mean, there are a lot of Peter James fans and a lot of Peter James followers. And, you know, when you're just getting into this and, like, right when, like, Ghost Adventures and Ghost Hunters and all that started, like, you don't even think about that, oh, maybe in the 90s, because what the hell was I doing in the 90s, watching, like, My Little Ponies? I mean, I don't know.
Or Alf, or what you...
Yeah, Alf.
No, that was the 80s. Yeah, no, that's right. Alf. Yeah, I'm thinking of that Radio Shack commercial during the Super Bowl. But anyway, yeah, so I went farther back. So, but anyways, no,
cool,
I didn't. But I got to
cool,
thank.
Like, yeah.
I got to thank people like you, and I know Scott's in the chat room too, and I know he has a copy. And just that's what meant the most to Peter, and even on our final meeting about how he wanted the book to go and everything before he went in the hospital was. Ultimately, he wanted this. If he could make a child sleep better at night, if it only reached one child, that meant the world to him, because ghosts were his friends, is what he let me know. So he grew up with them his whole life. He said 21% of them are the negative, and everything that he's flown out to or helps families with, and what you see, you know, with what your brother does too on Ghost Adventures, is they get the extreme locations. They go to the places where the hardened and everything. The most tragic and violent and untimely deaths happen. So he said that the majority of the ghosts that are out there are people just like you and me that died tragically and timely and violently, but, you know, they're thrust in and they're confused by that transition into afterlife. And many of them are territorial, because it'd be like a ghost coming in, you're sitting on the couch, and then they just drop down and sit right in your lap. You're going to react. And so that's the majority of what he felt, too. So his thing was bridging that gap and wanting – yeah, he wanted that to come through in his work. And that's where I said to him, I said, so you're kind of like the crocodile hunter, where you're holding something bald, warding, and hissing, and kind of going, isn't she gorgeous?
I remember that part.
Yeah. That's where he said exactly that, John. That's what I – yeah. So that was his whole thing throughout
cool.
the night.
When I read that – when I read that part, I was like, that's awesome, because, you know, and then my Aaron knows crocodile hunters, so, like, ain't she a beauty, or, like, that was the kind of stuff that he would say about these really scary creatures that I, in my head, were scary as crap, but to him, it seems like, to Peter James, like, they are a beautiful thing, and, so, but it's a completely different kind of hunting, almost, because he would see the light, like look for the light in things, and, you know, I haven't read the whole thing, so I'm just, from what I've gathered so far, you know, whereas in a lot of the shows, you know, and like Crocodile Hunter, he went out searching for them because he thought they were wonderful, beautiful creatures, you know, and sometimes, you know, Ghost Adventures, they do go to these darker, scarier places, and they are hunting, like, you know, and trying to communicate with some of the bad things. So it's kind of cool, you know, hearing about someone that was a hunter that only kind of tried to see the good, you know, like, I don't know, did that make any sense?
Yeah, you bring up a great point. You actually do, because, you know, my old, you know, Felipe lives 17 years, our old senior citizen iguana, and I could, when you hold her and we're sitting out by the jacuzzi and stuff and a pigeon would fly over, you can feel the chest tighten up when it's like, okay, I'm about to flip out. You can tell when the different parts were, and you know, okay, time to calm you down, bring you back to your little center, and that kind of, that's how Peter was with ghosts. And now that's the thing we've talked about, and that's fortunately because we had negative home haunting in our former residence, and here being LifeParanormal.com and Peter being such a legend in the field, Rob contacted me, you know, for a long time about, you know, having a show here on LifeParanormal.com, and I was like, well, you know, I don't have the time to come up with show questions and you know, send out invites and do all those things, but it was at the same time, Sophia, my daughter, really wanted her own show, and to help other people like you guys, the experts within the field and people that have the foreknowledge. you know, helped our family, and she wanted to pay it forward. So she said, Dad, can I have a show? And I broached the subject with Rob. He said, yeah, let's try it out. And then it just took off. Her first guest was Alexandra Halzer. Her second guest was Christopher St. Booth. And it just kind of went from there where, like, it's like, oh, I couldn't get these guests, you know. But when they find out, oh, this is for Sophia, you send me a date and a time and I'm doing the show. And it just kind of took off from there. So it's, yeah, again, like yours, one of the highest rated shows here on Live Paranormal on Saturdays. And Sophia's show, just by default of her, you know, portraying Jackie in Peter's book, but it's helped so many people. And like you said, I mean, what we've talked about, you know, Zach, Nick, and Aaron, too, on Sophia's show, that, you know, it's almost like the Crocodile Hunter, like, get closer to this, get, you know, right on top of it, do these things. And I know they cram them into, like, 3 months of filming at all these different locations, so... You know, that's what we worry about, is that they properly leave things behind and that they take the proper precautions and protection, and that's what her show ultimately deals with. And she Skypes and helps kids with psychic ability issues and families with home hauntings. And so that's a lot of where we take a step back and look at people that, because the field's kind of exploded and become so popular, how can people protect themselves and just kind of, you know, what to look out for. And before you proceed forward, know all this, you know, kind of thing. So.
Yeah. Cause I mean, I didn't know a lot about the whole protection part of it. Like I still don't know a whole lot, but I do have to say Sophia is awesome. And even though I'm like ice her age, I've become friends with her as well. We have so much fun together. Like, it's just so amazing that she's 15 and she has a radio show and she's so good at it, you know. And then you're on there with her and you have the best radio voice ever. Like, just so you know, I don't know if anybody's ever told you that. You have an awesome radio voice because you sound like a radio host. Like me, I'm like,
You sound great to me because I hate the sound of my own voice when I hear it back. So thank you, but I know. But yeah,
like
if you want to
radio voice.
But yeah, if you want to lift that other 562 line, that's Sophia, and surely they want to say hi to you real quick. But yeah, I'll have them take it off speakerphone. But
okay, how do I gotta unmute them. Okay,
we're gonna ninja mic. Yeah.
Sophia, Shirley.
Hello.
Hi, Sophia.
Hey, Sophia.
Hi.
you know what, Sophia? Don't even worry about it.
And we miss you, too, by the way.
That's a great line, Amy. I wonder where you got that
from. I know. I don't know where I got that from, but I seem to say it a lot now. And
yeah.
And I'm going to go ahead and blame you, but I'm going to steal it from you, and I'm going to have to say it to you when I see you. From now on, I have to say it before you say it.
You know what, Amy? Don't worry about
it. I'm stealing it. You know, you don't worry about it. I already won that one. I win.
No, you really did. I've been saying it way before you did.
Oh, I know. And then here you are playing with Bailey, like, video games with Bailey, and Bailey's like... He says, stop stealing her line, Amy. So, yeah, don't even worry about it. I miss you guys so much. Like, I had so much fun with you guys. And I'm already, like, sitting there looking at the calendar, and I'm like, when can I come back and visit them? Like, we've got to figure it out soon because I feel like it's kind of like when I met you guys, it was like when I met Mark and Debbie. Like, I feel like you guys are just part of the family, and it's just awesome. So I'm excited to see you guys again. And I've been so excited to learn, you know. And it would be cool because I'd like to watch more, like, videos at your house, like Peter James videos, because I only got to go on the first part of the ghost hunt for specific reasons, I won't say. But I did get to see the part where you showed some of the videos of him talking at the pool. And that was really cool because that was the first, you know, that's the first time I remember seeing, like, you know, and he's got a powerful voice, too. He's got, like, one of those voices that just, like, commands a room. And
yeah.
So it was cool. At least I got to see that part, and I got to see the pool, right?
Yeah, the pool area, that was where Peter felt was the heart of the ship, as he describes. And he feels that every location, it has a heart of the home or a heart of the, what the person held dear, even if it's, like, a you know, what is now today a cemetery could have been a battlefield at one time. It's somewhere where the you know, everything came together. It's where, you know, families come together or a very important moment. And, you know, you have that all across our nation, all across the world, actually. And so aboard the Queen Mary, that was the heart of the ship and where he felt the most activity. But there was a vortex that traveled through between the infirmary and the first-class swimming pool. And a lot of great activity. He felt that there was over 600 active resident ghosts aboard the ship. And, yeah, just an amazing man. And, yeah, again, Sophia portrayed Jackie on his final tour. He allowed Sophia to call out to Jackie in the first-class swimming pool. We didn't realize till post. We went back later, and she got replies. And it was just kind of that moment.
That's
and kind
awesome.
Of an end of an era. But, yeah, still – but, yeah, great. And – oh, Sophia's probably still there and everything. But, yeah, beyond Expo, I mean, I know we collectively felt, man, we miss you, and we had a great time.
I did have a great time until I got kicked out of the tour. But, no, I had a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun, really, just hanging out with you guys. And, you know, it wasn't a very, like, you know, the event wasn't as successful as, you know, I would have hoped. And I understand why I wasn't allowed to finish the tour. But
right.
Still, I wish I could have. But I had so much fun with you guys outside of, like, the event that, like, it was great. And just walking around the, you know, just the areas of the ship, you know, even, like, you know, the outside of the dock type areas. Like, I just had so much fun, just period. I won't say.
Yeah,
it was great.
I had a lot of fun with you, and I would like to thank Travis for healing me, Amy.
Oh. Okay, I got to tell this story. Because Sophia tells it like I abuse her. And she tried to get me to go in this creepy elevator. So I grabbed her wrist, and I was going to pull her in with me. Well, instead she kind of started flailing around like a dolphin. Like, you can imagine a dolphin out of water. And I'm still holding on to her wrist, and then I let go, and it's like, it looks like I just, like, bruised her arm. And then Travis came over, and literally you could watch him getting the red out of his wrist. I got to have Travis on my show at some point, too. Maybe we should have both of you at the same time. Like, we could talk about how I abused you, and you...
And you felt like he was looking at
you.
You'd
have TPS interviewing you rather than you interviewing us right now. You had a double triad that you left out of here.
By the way, you got to play GTA soon.
I know. I could probably play tonight. I might do that. I don't know.
You guys are geeking out. That's your moment.
Oh, by the way.
Okay.
I will
text you as soon as the show gets over, and then we'll talk about video gaming and nerding out. But I know I want to keep talking about it, but I could do that for the next 2 hours, and I only have 30 minutes left.
Oh, by the way, you gotta finish playing Outlast next time you're here.
No, I played Outlast for 5 minutes, and I literally almost threw the controller, and I hid under the blanket. That was so scary.
You threw the controller towards my bed.
I threw the controller at you because I was scared, and I went under him with the blankets. It's not my fault that you gave me the controller at the scariest part of the game. Like, that was extremely scary. I'm surprised we didn't wake your parents up. John and Shirley.
So you guys got frightened?
Like a baby. I was scared.
I was
so
laughing.
Scared.
I wasn't scared.
She was laughing, and I was screaming. And I thought I woke you guys up because I screamed so loud. It was
yeah, I had to
scary.
Work the next day, and like Shirley and I are laying there, we're just hearing yelps and stuff, just like, what's going on in there? It's like, Jesus.
It's like a teenager just playing video games, but yet I'm not a teenager, I'm 32. But everybody tells me I'm like 17 in my head.
Yeah,
so.
You are, you're like...
That's a teenager times two, yeah.
Teenager times two. So anyways... Yes, I'm so happy that I got to get to know you, and I'm excited to start listening to your show more. Like, Saturdays sometimes are hard for me to get on, but I want to get on your and start listening to your archives, too.
Well, that's what we do. Archives are best, too, because everything falls during homework time and different things, and And that's where this network's great and everything, that it's just global. You got the archive shows you can always just hear, and it's a fantastic network. So
I don't always say the most appropriate thing, but it's fun.
Yeah, completely uncensored.
I try not to listen back to my own shows. I really try not to go back and listen to my old shows, because I'm like, oh my gosh, talk about that. And there's somewhere I'm like, oh, I don't remember saying that. Oh yeah.
Oh, you should. It's funny when you hear like Scott Grunewald or Mike Loop or anybody on Sophia's show, and then they'll like F bomb and they'll be, oh, sorry, honey, you know, and then you'll hear them back battle, and it's like, don't worry about it. She's heard the word before. And
I thought that Scott Grunewald on. He seems fun to have on.
We would love to have you on my show again.
What?
Oh, Sophia,
would
love to have
you
on.
Show again.
Yeah, for sure. Hell yeah!
Yeah.
We need to have a night where we can talk about video games. We need to find like a live video game nerd.com to where we can like sit there and talk about video games on the radio. There's got to be another there's got to be like a
that's why
a nerd
that's
radio
why I have my
station.
YouTube.
Oh, during
oh,
this
I know,
this
I don't
Saturday,
I don't understand YouTube.
This Saturday, I did a we had Keith Age scheduled, and unfortunately Keith Age had a heart attack 2 weeks ago. So. You know, of course, he had to cancel. We did a I know Rob was like, oh, who's a guest? It's like, well, it's a paranormal field expert interview highlight show, and I had to kind of jump in and do that last minute because it's like, well, yeah, we're not going to put Keith through that. So, and get well too, Keith. And but so we played some highlights of Keith and Scott Grunewald and just different experts that Sophia's had on since she's been 12 and on the network, and one of them was Scott Grunewald, and the thing I played was where they just start geeking out, and then Scott's like, oh, are you a Gelf or an Orc? And this went on for like 6 minutes. And you guys were talking about whatever, and it was like back then you were into, what was it on there?
World of Warcraft. Now I'm playing South Park. Literally.
That's
oh, no, you were a WoW girl? You
were
a WoW girl.
They were geeking out on this thing, and it's like...
Oh, wow. Literally, wow. You're
you
a WoW
have, like,
player,
a Geektastic Radio. Geektastic Radio,
you
that's going to be your next one.
Yeah, Geektastic Radio. You have Geektastic Radio. Maybe Scott will give us a night where it's like there's no other show on where we could just sit there and talk about video games. That'd be actually pretty humorous.
Yeah, get the geek out, or get your geek on,
not
you know?
Scott. I keep saying
oh my
Scott,
God.
But they say Scott is Rob. I keep saying Scott, I think.
Sorry.
Oh, what's that, Sophia?
I think
if you heard me say, oh, my God, it's because I'm on my mom's phone, and then my phone was propped up, and it fell, and it freaked me out. That's, like, the third time it's done that.
Wow.
Is your phone scaring you?
Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
You don't worry about it.
Well, we're talking about how we had to get our car fixed. Oh, go ahead.
Before we run out of like time, because I'm horrible at that. I have some of the audio bites, and can you tell me a little bit about each one before I play them? So I've got the PJ Ghost one first.
Yeah, okay, this is Peter James, and this is where, you know, this is like you're saying, you can hear his voice and you hear the cadence and everything. This is from back in the early 90s, and this is something that he did for a DVD that's still carried aboard the Queen Mary to this day in the gift shops, and it's one you can get. It's where he vocally, audibly communicates with Jackie, the first-class swimming pool area talking ghost child. But this is the parts of the DVD where he talks about ghosts and his thoughts and theories on what they are. So, yeah, if you want to mute us and play that, certainly.
For sure.
Hello, I'm Peter James. Let me welcome you into my world of ghosts and hauntings and the supernatural. But is it really supernatural? Most people tend to associate the term supernatural when there's mention of hauntings and ghosts. In my contention, there are no unnatural or supernatural phenomena. It is our lack of understanding and knowledge of what is natural. And ghost activity is quite natural, just like death is a very natural part of life. And the dimensional afterworld is filled with ghosts and spirits naturally. Hauntings have been reported in all cultures worldwide since the beginning of recorded history, and man has sought to understand and prove the existence of ghosts. And with a great deal of skepticism, it's taken many years of pondering the greatest mystery in the world of the unknown. Is there life after death? Now, the experiences I've had regarding the mysteries of life after death has led me to believe, with some compelling evidence, that we live in a parallel world of coexistence with ghosts and spirits, parallel and as close as an arm's reach. This truly is where the continuity of life exists, and there is life after life. I've investigated hundreds of places around the globe, and there isn't an actively haunted place in the world that I would be afraid or reluctant to investigate.
Brings, oh, that's John? Peter James, and we're, oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, Amy.
Is there a second part to that? That is not why it says PJ goes to?
Yeah, it's continued from that, but yeah, I always say every year on Peter's birthday, around September 24th is his birthday, we time it as close as we can. We have all the experts in the field. They call in and they share reflections, even Lloyd Auerbach, Mark and Debbie Constantino, Barry Kling. Everybody calls in and they share their remembrance of Peter and them seeing him on sightings. And Mark and Debbie will even let you know that they got into the field and first started recordings in the early 90s because of Peter and his work. And so what I usually do is I interrupt there, because what you just heard, and I was, you know, I'm kind of proud of this, you know, to do this with Sophia. I couldn't be a prouder parent. But on the Queen Mary for the Beyond Expo, and Susan Bell, the founder of the event, got special permission from the Queen Mary, because since Peter passed away, all the signage of Peter, any mention of him, has been taken down aboard the ship. And he founded those tours in April 91 of his discovery of Jackie in the pool area and the other ghosts aboard the ship. But, you know, the tour hosts now say the word allegedly. Well, allegedly there's a ghost girl here. You guys can walk around, do what you want. And then, you know, people just kind of take off and do their own things. And so Peter had more of a structured tour and was really passionate about it. That, what you just heard, is what Peter stood at the bottom landing of the elevators right outside the first class swimming pool area. That's how he greeted everybody. So I was able to stand there with the donors of the group, and Scott was there too as well, and he, you know, he paid for the event as well too, for to take everybody through the original route that Peter took individuals through the Queen Mary on his founded tours. That was just a special moment for me. But, you know, just I had a laptop, and, you know, my wife Shirley, she was holding up the speakers and, you know, to get the proper audio. But it was Peter broadcasting out to all of them what he said, standing in that very spot before the doors were opened by his assistant, and everybody got to go in and see where Jackie vocally, audibly communicated with him on sighting. So that was a special moment for me, and to do it with my daughter last week, and that was really cool. And it was her 15th birthday. Everything came full circle. So that's why I broke that.
Yeah, exactly.
So the other one, that's his continued thing of his thoughts and theories on ghosts from a psychic perspective, and working and knowing them his whole life and the basis of his career. So, yeah, you can play that audio, but that first initial thing was what he said to his tour guests.
Oh, okay, perfect. I'll play the next one now.
When I say that I have the ability to see a ghost, I see them as clearly as I see any other physical human being. I see them with my physical eyes, not with my mind's eye. So, therefore, I see them like I see any other physical being, and they look like They look like they might be in a transparent form to a full figural materialization. So I see ghosts as clearly as I see any other physical human being. So I learned then how to see and communicate with ghosts rather well. A ghost is the ethereal double of its physical counterpart, and one becomes one by dying untimely, tragically, or violently. This is how one becomes a ghost or a spirit.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
That sums it up, and man, that gives me chills just hearing you replaying it right now, because I just know that each time it's replayed, so many more people are hearing his voice, and it's one of those things that when you have the book, and I know Scott has it and everything just from last weekend and a few other people, that it's just one of those things that, you know, that for me was what it was all about. I think especially because Peter passed away while I was composing the book with him. But I convinced him, he wanted me to put the book into a book format, and he, after everything he sent me, but he wrote like he spoke. He used transition words like chiefly and respectfully, and he wrote like one sentence was literally like a paragraph long. In a world such as ours, with all respect to others, and I just thought, oh my God. You know, you can hear his inner voice as you're reading this, and I convinced him on our final night of meeting. I said, Peter, can I just take what you wrote and put a lot of commas and semicolons to finish thoughts and things in there, and just for the sake of your fans? He said, yeah, John, that's fine. You can do that. And that would change the kind of the direction, but, you know, I kind of get what you're saying and certainly do that. So I find great solace is that I didn't have to cut anything out of what he wrote in Heaven, Can You Hear Me? It's what you have is what his notations were like, and he wrote like he spoke. So his voice is your inner voice as you read the book, and that's what you'll find throughout, and that's what I've, to this day, I get so much, you know, through the tribute sites and everything, thank you so much. I read it over and over, and I see even Scott put in the chat room, too. He's on his fourth time reading the book, because you do. You hear Peter in that vernacular and that voice and that timbre and everything. You hear that as your inner voice, and it becomes that as you read it. So I just feel like he lives on just because of that, so.
Well, and I'm glad I got to hear these, because, you know, I've heard from, like, you know, when I saw the beginning of the tour, and then just at your house hearing a few things, but it's kind of cool hearing these, because now when I'm finished reading it and I keep going through reading it, I can actually picture his voice in my head when he's saying these things. So that's
right,
cool.
Right.
I'm so excited to finish it, and thank you so much for that. Is there a place where people can purchase it? Is it on Amazon?
Yeah, I posted the link in the chat room that takes you directly there. And, of course, I mean, the book's been out now going on 8 years. So, I mean, there's great discounts. I mean, you can get them as low as, like, $14.95. And used, they have certain prices. You can still get them new. We still offer them, like, you know, I don't know why people want them, but they want them co-authored, have my co-author signature and Sophia's signature in there because she portrays Jackie and now has, you know, the hit LiveParanormal.com show. So they want, like, Sophia's signature. So we do offer, like, you know, through the Facebook and everything, you can get copies from us that are autographed, you know, pre-autographed just from me and from Sophia. We can personalize them, certainly. But that's what's missing is you don't have, you know, Peter James's autograph. But he did autograph.
Well, I noticed
that autograph.
In there you did a print of – you did, like, a copy, kind of like an autograph thing in there. I noticed that because –
That's what I was going to say is that the publishing house, just before they went to print, I had the idea. He said, do you have any autographs of Peter? And there was the DVD that this audio is pulled from that he had on his tours, and he signed a copy to Sophia. So I sent him a copy of that signature that he did for Sophia, and that's what you see in the book. So it looks like he signed the book to you.
Best regards, Peter James.
Yeah.
I was like, best regards, Peter James. And I was like, it almost looks like it's written in there. I was like, that can't be right. I was trying
the art department at the
that's awesome.
Yeah, the art department world audience. They took great pains to kind of make that look like it. You know, it kind of looks like it was done in a heavy pencil, but they tried to make it really look like it was a Sharpie or a pen. But.
But it's cool, though. It's cool seeing that, because and it is way cooler having you and Sophia sign it. Like, I it's so cool. And Sophia wrote me a book on the back herself, and it's hilarious. I think I saw Sophia on mute. Hold on. Sophia?
Hello?
Juggling the phone.
Sophia, glitter is fun, just so you know. Glitter is fun.
Glitter's not fun. Glitter's not
yes,
fun.
Yes, it is fun, and I'm going to throw it all over you.
And
I'm going
to have to find the character from that last.
And you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to have to, like, I always get, like, at the airport, I always get the whole, like, shebang, they think I'm a terrorist. So I don't think I want to bring, like, an entire envelope full of sprinkles because they might question that. So, but I'm going to figure out some way to get you, just sparkles everywhere.
I'm okay.
Glittery
Thank
sparkles.
You.
It's going to be in your nostrils. It's going to be all over you, and you're not going to know what to do.
No, it's okay. I think I'm good. Thank you, though. Terrific offer.
Terrific offer. Anyways, I just had to add that real quick because I was reading what she wrote me in the back.
Glitter is
okay.
That's a first. What she wrote in the back. She doesn't do that for everybody. She wrote you a long
email. It's awesome.
Scott brought up a great point, too, by the
way.
Yeah, if you haven't jumped into the LifeParanormal.com chat room, if you haven't done that already, feel free to jump into the LifeParanormal.com chat room, because right now I posted, I should have titled it. But what you see there is that same video of Peter doing what he does best, and it's on the Peter James Facebook tribute page that I set up. But there, if you go into the photo section, there are videos of him on the famed Ghostwriter investigation, the Heartland Ghost, Sally's House, the Queen Mary, and some others that some fans have managed to post and get on there. So there's also of a 2006 Ghost Fest aboard the Queen Mary, and Peter talks about the real actual hauntings of the Queen Mary, not what the tour guides tell you, but the actual haunted rooms, too, that are available to rent that Peter felt were the most haunted rooms aboard the ship and the history behind them and what he gathered. So you can go there and see
those.
That's
really awesome.
Yeah, it's like a five-part that Bridget Emery, a great friend of Peter's and now a great friend of mine, she posted on there as well, that video. So you can hear Peter say the rooms, you can rent those rooms and see for yourself. And I think that's one final message Peter had too. Look, the tour guides are going to say this, you go here, you go there, or you can do what I suggest and see who comes out with the most results.
Exactly, that's awesome. That's cool, though, because, like, it wouldn't be good to... And then what? What'd you say, Sophia?
Glitter's not okay.
Are you talking smack over there?
No.
Are you talking smack about glitter? So I'm gonna give you so much glitter. It's gonna be, I'm gonna make a glitter bag that's full of glitter.
Yeah.
I'm gonna be like,
a good glitter bag. Give people glitter.
Because I did try using your birthday bag to get the glitter on you. It didn't work very well, though.
Oh, yeah. That's a real knee slapper, Amy.
Knee slapper? Wow, we're talking vaudeville terms, yeah.
Oh, no. My friend Maddie says that.
And you not realize that Sophia says that all the time. Oh, that's a real knee slapper, Amy. You haven't heard her say that? Maybe you don't have a bunch of knee slappers like me.
Knee slappers.
I have no idea. Knee slappers.
Oh, by the way, I'm editing the Glen Tavern Inn. I'm putting it together almost like Sophia wanted to use the PowerDirector 11 and everything. Dad, how do you use this? I'll show you. I'll give you probably the hardest thing you've ever had to edit in your life. Here's an interview with you and Amy, and you guys going back and forth. And this will be your first test to see if you know how to edit. This should be in film school, because it's like, how do I – you guys are bantering, and then you start looking at lamps and phones, and it's just like –
Amy loves lamps.
I do love Leia. But I kept trying to get her to laugh the whole time, too, and so she had a really hard time asking me.
Yeah, you did that during my interview. At the event, you also did that on your phone.
Well, JPL has a math question or something, you know. This should be USC Film School 101. Like, people should have to edit this in a way that it's can do. And there's no rhyme or reason. You guys
and then
are just
there's like
no
sound either because you kept shaking the microphone and making it go off key.
Oh yeah, you grab the microphone from Sophia. So then this buzz starts happening, and it's like, well, then I have to cut the audio away to Shirley's cam. And
but that was funny though.
It's great though. You can. No,
like,
but
I want to see the uncut version too. But make sure you cut so everyone else the cut version, because I want to see what you do with that.
It's one of those things you just clench your forehead, going, "Oh my God, what do I do with this?" You know. But it's so natural, and it's going to come out great. So.
Yeah, we had so much fun, and in Blood Tavern, that was ConCon 11. That was so much fun. I had a blast. Like, and that's. And, you know, I always remember that because it's when I met you guys, and we just clicked off right away. So
right.
That was a cool event. I had fun.
And then
that interview is going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, and then you said, let's go sit in the closet, because it was a giant closet. You're telling the story about the room, why it's haunted, and they say a lady got murdered and her body put in the closet. It's like, thanks, Amy.
Yeah, there's another Child Protective Services photo. Like, you guys in a bathtub that's like this dwarf bathtub on the Queen Mary, and then you guys in a closet.
Right.
You guys are the most confined, you know.
See, don't leave your 14 or 15 year old. She's 15, I think. She's 14 at that point. 14 year old with Amy, because she gets just as immature as a 14 year old. It's bad.
That's
why we love you, Amy.
Because I'm a giant kid. Aaron's a giant kid, too. You bet that Aaron
is
a giant kid.
Yeah.
Oh, he's just great. But
okay.
I can tell.
We have 11 minutes left, and I want to be able to play those other two.
Okay,
now I got to find them. So do you want to explain the Vortex one for before or after we play it?
Yeah, well, I'll explain it quickly before, because he talks about what a Vortex is. But, yeah, I mean, Jackie in the first class swimming pool, Peter originally met her in the Royal Theater, which was where he first came in with his videographer, two appointed security guards aboard the Queen Mary, and he just goes, I'm getting the name, and he goes through some names. He goes, no, it's Jackie, and she wants me to meet her in this other pool. And then she preferred this splendor and grandeur of the first class swimming pool, where ultimately that's where you get the famed sightings, vocalized communication. So he's confused by that, and the guards are like, no, where you're standing used to be the second class swimming pool. That's where he instantly felt that she drowned, but she travels via vortex and drops down into the first class swimming pool area through the dressing rooms, where there's a vortex that he always lays out and then talks about on his tours. So this is where Peter talks about how a vortex works.
All right.
A vortex is an energy center, chiefly used by entities or ghosts or spirits to exit or enter through. It's known as a dimensional doorway to the other side. So it's basically a dimensional entrance into the parallel world that we live in, that connects us to the world of ghosts and spirits. A vortex or vortices you'll find in places like hotels, or, for example, the Queen Mary. I believe there's a vortex in the pool area because, in my opinion, the pool is the heart of the ship. So therefore, you would find a vortex wherever the heart of the house or a building is. So that's what a vortex is.
Yeah, again, that's Peter's thoughts. Go ahead, Amy.
And then Sophia tells me to go into that dressing room area where the vortex is, and that was really scary. That was like a scary room. Like, I left. Like, I felt like I was going to throw up, like, and I don't know, like, it was only happened to me a couple times, like three times ever hunting.
Right.
And we weren't even really hunting yet, but just going in that room was like,
It feels like the area's changed.
Right.
Yeah, it used to be a really peaceful place.
Really? That
yeah.
dressing room? But that was also the dressing room where someone was, something happened to someone, right? Like, can I say that online?
Yeah.
There?
Yeah, when Sophia was, gosh, 8 years old. Yeah, she had Chip Coffee, Richard Felix from Most Haunted, and Stacey Jones, Ghost Cop. They had her call out to Jackie and to Peter, you know, for capacity groups for Dave Schrader's events. And that's where, you know, she started feeling something different there. And that's where, you know, we had some Mike and Terry Nixon. They started telling us that what they noticed is, like, it seemed different there, too. And they have a theory that, like, if people go to the Stanley Hotel or Waverly Hills or they go to Pennhurst and then they come to the Queen Mary for Dave Schrader, if you go to these different events and people kind of deadhead around and then they pay for the after-hour investigations, they haven't been seasoned in the field, that they may be carrying something with them that they didn't properly leave behind or utilize the proper precautions, and there's something different there now that didn't used to be there for years.
Oh, okay. But she told me a story about in there, but I don't know if maybe that was the wrong area.
Yeah, that's
Sophia?
The one that Chip Coffee, yeah, he told that I'd never heard before, but I've heard it a lot since, that, yeah, underneath the main stairs there where we kind of went underneath those stairs, that, yeah, a woman was assaulted there violently and then dragged into the dressing rooms. And yeah, that's part of that residual.
Yeah.
Negativity. I'd never heard that until that point, and that was at 2008, but that wasn't ever something Peter talked about. I don't know if it's because he knew, but it was something that, you know,
or maybe you wanted
very...
to keep everything positive, you know, you never know, or maybe, I mean, you never know.
Right, right.
I don't know, but all I do is remember her telling me this, and then I'm, like, freaking out, and I think a lot of the times I go to, you know, different areas, like, in I don't have any abilities or anything, but, like, sometimes, like, I just feel sick in some places. But I can go on any roller coaster in the world and never get nauseous. But for some reason,
that's how Peter would say that you know.
Nauseous.
So, yeah, that's how Peter would say that you know. So,
yeah,
you definitely felt something or empathic or it's ingrained in all of us, as he says. And, yeah, very much probably that area for you. It could be other places, you know, when you go to the Shanghai tunnels. But, hey, it's going to be great seeing you, too, at the Las Vegas Paracon coming up. That's going to be LasVegasParacon.com.
Yes, I'm so excited for that. Yes. We have 6 minutes left. Do you want me to play the last one, or do we want to talk just for a minute?
Sure, let's just talk for a minute, because, yeah, I mean, you know.
Okay. Yeah, I'm excited for Las Vegas Paracon. We're going to have so much fun, and it's just going to be a blast. August 22nd, that's what it is, right?
Yes.
Yeah, it's well, you know what? I'm going to paste it into the chat room right now. I just happen to have all my stuff for Sophia's show on deck, so I'm going to paste it into the chat room.
Well,
it's going to talk about all of
me.
Us. No, this is
you're
the stuff I always have on deck. This is my B material. I always have stuff on deck. There it is. Okay, Las Vegas Paracon 2014. The event is August 22nd through the 24th at the massive Cashman Center Theater. And you have three choices of events for overnight investigations for one of those nights. But then, yeah, there's going to be the meet and greet that by the alien abduction party that they had for Alien Tequila on that. Yeah, that's what with the body painting guys, the, you know, from that show on
yes.
Travel Channel. Naked Vegas,
yeah,
that's
Naked
the name of the show.
Vegas. Yeah, that was so much fun, but, yeah, I somehow ended
your brother's
going to
be there one of the nights?
He said that as long as he is not filming, and most of the time he should be good for that weekend, because most of the time he should have one day where he can come at least. And he said that if he's home the whole weekend, then he'll come all 3 days. If he's only there for two of the days, he'll come for 2 days, one of the days. But he's going to try his hardest to make it. So he wanted me to call it. That's why I told them he wanted him to call it the Aaron Goodwin Gamble, since it's in Las Vegas and, you know, gambling Vegas. Because he says, I will be there as long as I'm not filming or, you know, working.
Right.
And so we're going to have so much fun, you guys, and, you know, I'm so excited to see Aaron again, and because I don't even know when I'm going to see him again next. Might be that. So it's just going to be a great event, and I had so much fun last year, so I'm even more excited for this year, because now it's like I've already met a lot of these people, and and you guys will be there, and it's just, you were there last year, but we never met somehow.
Yeah, I didn't know who you were. I saw you, but I didn't know who you were.
Yeah, well, we were kind of a man on the street, so we didn't know how to kind of, you know, work things out of going around the event and, you know, grabbing people. Because Sophia's got YouTube interviews and things she does now.
I was mainly focused that weekend on annoying David Omen, which I think I accomplished.
You were fixated on that, actually. So.
Yeah.
And you achieved that. You keep bringing up his dogs.
Oh, that was so funny. We called him the day of the earthquake. And I was at your guys' house, and we called him the day of the earthquake. And he loved talking about his dogs. The day of the earthquake, because we were thinking about, like, holy crap, he lives on a hill, like a slate hill.
Is he still alive?
Yes. And so me, Shirley, and Sophia call him, and Sophia's just like, asking about the dogs, and he's just like, and then Sophia would have me ask him things, and he's like, Sophia, you put Amy up to that.
I know.
Hilarious.
He knows me so well.
He's so funny. Like, so I'm excited to come visit you guys again, and we can go hang out with him because he's a riot.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
he's
a
man show, and definitely
know who
will.
We are this time, and we're gonna have a lot of fun.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Yes. You're gonna have a blast.
Let's plan on that one.
I have a question. Since you're more seasoned at this whole radio show thing, when it says on air and it says 2:22 left, am I supposed to be off right now so the next person can get on?
Oh, that's very real.
You have to start
playing the music and the countdown and, do what you need to do. But thanks so much for having us on, and thanks for keeping Peter's memory alive on behalf of his family.
Music and countdown. Thank you so much for being on, and I miss you guys, and I will see you soon.
Missy, we'll see you soon.
See you later.
I have no idea what music I'm putting on. I think it's the same.
Amy.
Bye, Amy.
I'm just going to sit here and push end episode. That's what I'm going to do. Bye, everybody.
God.
Thanks for listening.
All right, night.
Bye.
Night.